JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places and things. Roundabout JA.
Lethe Primary gets computer tablets from past students. And later we hear more from Oliver Jackson in Glimpses of Jamaica. Welcome and thanks for joining. 200 students and teachers of the Lethe Primary and Infant School in Southern St. James are to receive computer tablets courtesy of past students Mr. and Mrs. Joel Webb through their company, Caribbean eBook Limited. The first set of 50 tablets was presented to the school by the Webbs during the recent inaugural launch of the Learn It Caribbean eBook program. The remaining 150 tablets will be delivered to the school by mid-year. The tablets, which operate without internet connection, are designed to help children learn in a more efficient and engaging way, both inside and outside the classroom. The devices offer access to over 100 quality applications in three major fields: education, creativity, and entertainment. Principal of the Lethe Primary and Infant School, Anthony Murray, says the computer tablets will be used to improve and strengthen the literacy and reading program at the institution, starting at the early childhood level and moving up to the primary department. He's expressing thanks to the donors for investing in education.
And we also want to assure you that they will be used to the best ability of us so that we can enhance the teaching and learning environment here. So at the end of the day, the target that we have ahead of us, we'll be able to achieve it. We're going to be using learning to continue enhancing our reading program.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, says the tablet computers being presented to the school could be considered for inclusion in the government's Tablets in Schools project being implemented by eLearning Jamaica.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
On to Vision 2030, in 15 years, Jamaicans will become much better at conserving energy use in households and business places. Jamaica will have a modern and efficient energy sector that provides affordable and reliable energy supplies to citizens. To find out more, visit vision2030.gov.jm. On the Community Notice Board. The New Beginning Farmers Association is inviting its farmers to a training seminar being hosted by the National Environment and Planning Agency Thursday, March 19 at the Jointwood Apostolic Church in Jointwood, St. Elizabeth at 2 p.m. And on Sunday, March 22, the Portland Homecoming Foundation will be having a brunch at the Jamaica Horticultural Society on Gibson Drive, Hope Pastures, starting at 12 noon. Part proceeds in aid of the Portland Infirmary. Call 322-1901 or 924-6039 for details. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
If we reach school 1 minute after 8 o'clock, we're going to get beaten. What them used to use is something called the cane. Or what kind of cane was something that, you know, he would send our boys to the bushes to get. We cut the thing that looked like some kind of rubbish that would peel off them. And we peel them off, they look like something that you buy at the store now. When a boy do anything, teacher would call three people, the one who does something, and he would call up two more boys. One to hold the head part of the accused, and another one to hold the foot part of the accused, and hoist him up off the ground so that when him lick, you would get the right feeling of the lick on your buttocks.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. Just email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.